You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. So Victoria's Secret, here's a company that knows a little something about less is more. In business, too. The lingerie maker is tightening its straps, let's say. It said today it's cutting 200 jobs, trimming its product lines, and steady yourselves, shifting its focus away from its famous catalogs. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill reports.
Yes, Victoria's Secret is scaling back its catalogs. Take a moment if you need to. All right, loss acknowledged.
We have to be very pragmatic in the retail world these days.
That's Wendy Liebman, head of WSL Strategic Retail. With all the online shopping we do, she says she's surprised the Victoria's Secret catalog has hung on as long as it has.
The reality is it's not the way women shop for themselves anymore, and it's certainly not the way men shop for women.
L Brands, the parent company of Victoria's Secret, is restructuring the brand. It'll focus on lingerie, its pink line, and Victoria's Secret beauty, and likely move away from the kind of fashion you wear over your undergarments. Lingerie and pink have been doing well for the company.
Sticking with what they're best known for is the way to go.
Bridget Weishire is an analyst at Morningstar.
I think one of their biggest secrets to success, though, if you look at the products, would be bras.
Bras are complicated. Any woman knows bra shopping isn't always fun.
They don't want to go out and have to try on new stuff and figure out the right size. And, you know, once you get it right, you want to just kind of be able to go back and pick up that size and walk out of the store.
It's that kind of brand loyalty that's helped Victoria's Secret dominate the lingerie market and makes it easier for the company to depend less on the fickle world of fashion. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.